This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight. So, family separation at the border, children screaming, lots of hot opinions flying around the U.S. This is the buzz in the backyard. And some say thumbs up, some say thumbs down, but yelling and screaming and everything else in between is what's happening. And we've talked about this on America Tonight. If you want to throw in your opinions, you can. 855-855-266-5283, 855-266-6283, and I say that because I was overwhelmed by the avalanche of email that I received from so many of you, furious over what was happening at the border, but furious on both sides of this. So, not some feeling like, hey, Trump is doing what he had to do, Jeff Sessions, etc., saying that this is not a shock. We said that this was going to happen. So if you legally cross, you are entering into the territory where we're going to remove your children from you because you're going to be prosecuted, deported, boom, that's it. And this is something that, by the way, was happening before, just not on this scale. And therefore, it's become even more magnified. Justin Duckham from Talk Media News joins us from Washington, D.C. I said this, Justin, first of all, thanks for joining us as always, but I talked about the fact that this family separation at the border has a lot of people in arms and there's lots of opinions going around about this, especially in Washington. What's the latest there?
Well, this certainly has caused a major upset here in the Capitol. We have both sides of the aisle pretty much rushing right now to try to move forward with emergency legislation to immediately address this. Yesterday, Democrats got everybody in their caucus to sign on to legislation from Feinstein that would appear, essentially end this policy, would prevent those in the in ICE or in these positions from being able to, remove children from their families. And Ted Cruz is another member who forward and has tried to put forward similar legislation on sort of an emergency basis. What we also know is that on Thursday there are two immigration reform pieces of legislation that are going to be voted on in the House. This is something that the president endorsed today and said would be something, either one of them, one of which is a hard line and the other one is a compromise, would be something that would end basically the situation we see right now. But for all intents and purposes, there is a lot of outcry, but there does not necessarily seem to be a clean way forward for the administration and how exactly they are going to be able to handle this and how exactly Congress is going to be able to step forward for this, judging from the fact that this is an administration policy and one that the White House has gone to bat for.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when we look at this, you've got the midterm elections, and of course that's what we're talking about here, the politics of it, and a lot of Republicans' seats up for grabs, and there's a big fear here. So I think it's, a lot of the reaction goes from district to district, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and there is the reason why Ted Cruz is the top Republican who is spearheading this effort right now. He is in Texas, which has a high Hispanic population. He is facing a popular challenger with Beto O'Rourke. So he certainly sees that this is coming off as a hard position for Republicans to face going into the midterm elections. That also explains a lot of the messages that we've seen from the administration thus far. The president has tried to cast this as a Democratic law, even though that just doesn't necessarily fit the facts. Later the White House and the administration at large has sort of updated that to say that this is due to congressional loopholes. But there certainly is an effort to try to, wash your hands of this, even though a number of weeks ago there was you know, sort of a clear understanding of this, that this is what the zero tolerance immigration policy was going to look like, you know, once that was implemented. So it's a tricky issue to be sure, one that is going to be having some pretty big ramifications come the midterms. And, you know, at this point, it looks like this is going to be an issue that's going to be sustained for, you know, at least the foreseeable future.
Absolutely. And then, of course, there is the another story about a top Trump aide leaving the White House. And what do we know about that? I think it's, I want to say it's Joe Hagan, who was a White House advisor who led some of that planning for Trump's summit with North Korea. Is this a big deal?
Yeah, I mean, Joe Hagan is a, you know, long-term civil servant in, you know, that sort of view. He has been with a good number of administrations and served a lot of positions in government during his period of time. You know, this is one that doesn't have as much attention, you know, as some of the others in the administration who have really tried to jockey to be in front of the cameras and tried to, you know, present themselves as huge, you know, conservative icons and whatnot. But this is sort of a sign of what we could probably expect coming down the road. There's, you know, big rumors that there are bound to be some pretty major staff turnovers in the coming weeks. You know, there's been rumors about Sarah Sanders stepping down for quite some time now. You know, even before the, you know, bombshell CBS report, there's been some kind of rumbles going on that, you know, she is probably not long for the podium, as well as a number of others in the press shop as well. So, you know, this is an administration that's been marked by a high level of turnover. And, you know, as things continue to heat up and as just this sort of sheer level of burnout, you know, seems to be striking a lot of members of the staff, it's something that's going to become, you know, probably sort of a hallmark of the coming months.
Yeah, so there's a lot happening with you. You're not allowed to take any vacations, am I right?
I am not, no.
I am changing this city.
I've been on weekends for a while, so, you know, there we go.
Oh, it's crazy. Justin, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
So the big buzz, like I said, and Justin just talked about it, is the separation of the children from their parents when they come across the border. And what so many people are talking about as far as what is the future for this. And in New York, they're talking about that the fact that New York is going to sue Trump over family border separations. And we've heard a little bit of the rumblings from the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, who said that, yeah, we're going to go after the administration for what they're doing. This is wrong, the separation and detention of kids at the southern U.S. border. It's an uproar, and we're in the middle of this. Tearing the families apart is a moral failing and a human tragedy. And Cuomo said that separating parents and kids at the border violated their rights under the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court precedents a 1997 legal settlement that set standards for the treatment of kids detained for immigration reasons. So, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced zero tolerance policy in April and said that all immigrants apprehended while crossing U.S.-Mexico border illegally will be criminally prosecuted under the country's criminal entry statute. So they did not back off of that. So there's other state agencies that are going to start this legal action on behalf of about 70 kids being held in at least 10 federal shelters in New York State. That's why they jumped into the middle of this. Coming up next, a conversation with the other here on America Tonight.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
All right, so it's time of the week where we talk to the other. My husband Paul joins us here on America Tonight. Paul, you know what? Usually we don't go political on this show, but the buzz in the backyard is about what's happening at the border, and I thought you had actually a sensible response to what was going on. This is something we've seen before. People are acting as though we have never seen this before in our lives, except for that the zero tolerance policy means it's just ratcheted up and now there's more coverage, correct?
You mean I said something sensible? I can't recall.
Well, you forget what you said.
What did I say that was sensible?
Well, you said this was even Obama was the chief deporter. Remember, that's what people were nicknaming him.
Yeah, they back in the day, it didn't receive a lot of coverage. But if you talk to people in that who made it their business to keep up with those things, that Obama was called deporter in chief, even though it didn't get a lot of coverage in the media. Maybe it did, or I just didn't pay too close attention. But, yeah, this has been going, maybe not with these bad of optics necessarily and publicity and chest thumping.
Well, and so I'll tell you what, celebrities are coming out of the woodwork to donate money. For example, John Legend and his wife have made a huge splash because they made a $288,000 contribution to the American Civil Liberties Union on President Trump's 72nd birthday, and showing their support, they increased it to $1 million because now what they're saying is it, some of this is related to what's happening at these detention centers, and you've got people like Ellen DeGeneres saying, I don't care what your politics are, we can't be a country that separates kids from their parents, do something about this, and they're showing pictures of it, and, you know, we keep seeing that kind of stuff. Jessica Chastain, are we really such monsters? And then showing pictures of that again. And I think you said it, the separation of the families at the border and saying, ask your senators, ask your congresspeople, the optics of it are is what's so different this time around versus things that were happening before that just weren't talked about as much.
Yeah, I had told you the optics look pretty bad, and I had read something that this is not going to go over well with suburban moms seeing children in cages or, you know, cyclone fences inside of a Walmart, however you want to say it. But it's pretty apparent that I just caught a little bit of news, and one of our nearby representatives in even here in, you know, Red Meat, Texas, was taking some serious heat. Some of the men and women were very animated with them, and this was pretty close to Dallas, which is pretty red meat territory, so that was pretty interesting.
Right, so that means that's what's happening. Mothers especially are seeing it, and everybody understands that we got a huge crisis here, no matter what, and we've been talking about that a ton. What's going on with the Tesla that went up in flames? Who was Tesla was that?
That was Mary McCormack's husband's Tesla.
It's so hot to handle that Tesla. And I know that's a wild right turn to make in the middle of that conversation. But, you know, when you come on, we bounce around and talk about a couple of different things. You and I aren't going to solve the immigration crisis. I think it is appalling, but I understand it because I spent a week with the Border Patrol. And it was horrific to see what I saw. But, you know, Mexico doesn't do a damn thing about it. I talk to Mexican officials. They want the money from the U.S. People bring the money back in. They don't care what happens. They're allowing these rape trees and everything else. Just leave. Who cares?
Well, maybe we could solve the Elon Musk crisis tonight.
How do we do that with these Teslas catching? You know, we have a friend, the Cashin family. They have a Tesla.
You're just outing your friends.
Nobody knows.
Man,
I didn't say first name.
I can't believe you.
I didn't say that.
You're low down dirty.
Oh, come on. I'm worried about her. Do you think that Tesla's going to catch on fire?
No, I don't.
What did they pay for that Tesla? $100,000?
I think she calls herself a hot mess sometimes because sometimes her hair's on fire because she's such a go-getter and so busy. But I don't think her car is going to catch on fire.
Yeah, that's scary, right? Have you ever had a car catch on fire on you? Seriously.
Possibly. I can't recall, actually. I can't recall.
What are the hunk of junks you... That's why I married you, because you're such a car guy. What did you have, a Dodge Dart when I met you?
That was a...
Dodge Neon.
That was a cash purchase I made for $2,000 after I got rid of my 2003 GMC Z71.
So much potential.
Beautiful 4x4, bright red, shiny chrome wheels.
Here's my favorite part about that story. My mother, who totally gets that, we pick her up from the airport. She had a late night flight from Hawaii and a stopover in Dallas. And she says, "Oh, this is a new car. It's nice." And it was your crummy little car you were driving in.
You always claimed it was a pot car.
Because it smelled like marijuana. You never in your life smoked pot, but it smelled like it.
And it was funny because I always was like, why is she always on my case about this being a pot car? And after I'd owned it for several years, one day I was cleaning out the ashtray and I actually found a roach.
Oh, gosh.
And so I was like, wow, she was right. I found a roach in this car. I could have been arrested or something driving it around and I wouldn't even have done anything.
And that would have been a typical story for you where you would have said, I never smoked pot. What are you talking about? So for all of you listening, just to clear this up, there was a story about Mary McCormack's husband driving a Tesla. It caught on fire. She took video of it, and it went viral, I think. But regardless, it was all over the place. And I had a boyfriend long before you, when I was moving from El Paso to Albuquerque, the guy that I was dating said he wanted to help me move, and I had a guy friend who said, I want to help you too, so I'll help. We'll both help you move. Great.
I hope this has something to do with Breaking Bad.
Okay, so no Breaking Bad. We got a, you know, that's back in the day when, you got a rental truck, right? So there was the rental truck, the U-Haul, whatever it was, and filled it with my stuff, whatever stuff I had. And then we're driving up, and you're supposed to switch tanks. You fill both tanks with gas.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And Marvin Martinez, who I was dating, didn't flip the switch over quickly enough.
Boy, you're just naming names, and tonight, what is going on at America Tonight headquarters?
Well, my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, comes out soon. There's names in that, too.
Woo.
So, anyway.
Watch out, people.
So, anyway, he didn't switch the tank over soon enough, and we ran out of gas. So we pull over to the side of the road, and he said, oh, I can fix this. And he put some kind of a rag in the gas tank, and it caught on fire. And I'm not kidding. And sadly, though, and this was terrible, he burned his hand. Like burned
okay, that part's not fun.
And not burned it. I mean, it was bad. I don't know how many degrees. I can't even remember. It was so shocking. And we drove to the hospital, and he had to get some stuff to put on his hand. It's not funny. He had to get stuff to
Did
put
you
on
say
his
he
hand.
Had to get sauced up?
No, I said he had to get stuff to put on his hand.
This was truly the Wild West in very small town if you had
no,
to get sauced up at the hospital. This
he,
is a Breaking Bad story. Tell me more.
He had to get stuff for his hand, and it was a good lesson for me. One, never have a man move you again that doesn't put the gas tank.
You have lived an interesting life.
I have.
Continue.
When all of you, well, five of you in the audience that want to buy my book, you'll be shocked. You know, in the book I talk about being shot at when Mexico and all kinds of things happen. You know that. I definitely dealt my own destiny, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yes. So, the little time we have left, so that was kind of a shocking thing. And the lucky news is the rental truck company, the whatever U-Haul, they didn't charge me a fortune because, you know, now you have a problem with the truck and what
happened. Because someone tried to turn it into a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. So it was so crazy. All right, so I'm going to finish with this one. For all of you who take drugs, CVS rolled out a new prescription delivery service nationwide. That's good for people who need to get prescriptions and they're not mobile. I love that idea. It's smart by them. It costs, the delivery is $4.99. Would you pay $4.99 to have drugs delivered to your house?
If they're good.
How do we get like on this Breaking Bad theme? I don't know.
We just needed to spice things up tonight.
Yeah, we did. All right, other thanks. Another one in the books.
My, how time flies.
Certainly does. Coming up on the flip side, I'm going to hit the mailbag here on America Tonight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump has wrapped up a meeting with House Republicans on Capitol Hill over his controversial policy to separate children from their families at the Mexican border. With Kirstjen Nielsen, his Homeland Security Secretary, in tow, he showed no signs of backing down on his policy.
We want to solve this problem. We want to solve family separation. I don't want children taken away from parents. And when you prosecute the parents for coming in illegally, which should happen, you have to take the children away.
Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings said the president is putting children in internment camps.
This was a policy invented, implemented, and executed by President Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows. 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let's dig in the mailbag for sure. So let's go to Amanda. Amanda says, Kate, it makes me sick what's happening. I get the problem at the border. I heard the president say today there is the third option of removing the families together, and I say, do that, for goodness sake, instead of removing them separately. It just seems outrageous to me, and why dodge this all over the place? Yeah, why dodge it? In fact, that's exactly what he said, so you're right. That, okay, here's the thing that we can, you know, here's the thing we can do that's different. And that's our third option. So will that be the third option? I think there's just so much heat happening over this family separation that there's got to be, I mean, they got to do something, but what is it? And remember, this was talked about, zero tolerance, again and again and again and again. So it's not necessarily a shock. It's a shock at how it looks. This one from Bill, listening to us in Louisville. Kate, I am so mortified that my fellow Kentuckians called your show the other day. I heard them, and while they were very polite and said it with a good way to, I guess, espouse their opinions, which would be a spouse, but it says a spouse. I don't agree with them. I think it looks terrible to see those kids in a cage or pulled away or screaming hysterical. Think of yourself as 2 years old being pulled apart from your mother and separated. Can you imagine? You have no idea what's going on and how much damage does that do. There has to be a humane, bipartisan solution for all this nonsense. There's no reason to break up these families and create this awful, awful, awful set of optics that so many people around the world are seeing, not just in the U.S. Well, yes, we've been talking about that. That herein lies the problem of what it looks like, what's being said, the phone lines blowing up on the Hill, people calling their senators and their congresspeople to just unleash the beast because they see these horrific shots of what's going on. And the Trump administration doesn't want to, they got to figure out something with this backlash, period. And this gives Democrats their own kinds of ammunition, too. So this divisiveness isn't good for the Republicans who are running. But forget all that. Just what it looks like, this mess. I mean, it's become a mess is what it is. And guess who agrees with that? That would be Jake. Kate, I support Donald Trump 100%. You know that. I think he gets grilled for things that he shouldn't be grilled for because people don't like some of his rougher ways and the way he speaks. I think he was right to crack down at the border. Nobody was paying attention. But I also think that it looks so awful. It is so awful to see kids screaming that it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, independent, whatever somebody wants to label themselves. This is a losing hand, and the RNC is going to pay the price for this. I think that's it. I think the midterm elections, it isn't good that this is what's everybody's seeing, and that we keep seeing worse and worse, you know, footage, video of what's going on at the border. And it's not good for the people who are running, and that's why their phone lines are on fire from Republicans, diehard Republicans, who are saying, we get the border nonsense, we agree there needs to be a wall, we need this, we need that, but we can't see this anymore. Ripping apart families at the border, separating mothers from infants and children. Well, and that's the thing, how little they are. It's just, wow, mind-blowing. All right, John, I'm just going to do one more because the whole mailbag is mostly filled with this. This one from John, who listens to us in Sarasota. Katie, I am looking at the little babies being taken from their mother's arms. This is disgusting. No more. The Republicans are not going to have a party. They had the advantage, and now they're blowing it. This from a lifelong Republican. I get it. I think it's outrageous what we've allowed to happen in our country with illegal immigration. I understand taking a hard stance. I heard the president say maybe the option is, or another option is, to separate nobody and have the families be put together, and then they would be deported together, although he didn't use that word. Yeah, ripping apart the families at the border, instead keeping them, that would certainly be an option. And it's not over yet. Far from it. So where do we go in the next couple of days? We're bouncing into next week. Summertime. Yeah, complacency isn't going to work. Something has to happen. So what is that going to be? And it's just mothers, families, seeing that, it ignites something inside of us. And you've got a lot of people running to the border, donating money, trying to do something. And the viral photo of a crying toddler at the U.S. border is, wow, that's... That just was bleak, you know. I mean, that was just, and lots of people are filing lawsuits. Like, so 600 United Methodists file a complaint against Jeff Sessions for child abuse. And we're seeing that some more of that's, you know, some more of that's happening. But this is the zero tolerance that they were talking about. And so zero tolerance, this is how they're doing this. They're not, they're casting aside the kids so that they're not in the situation that the parents are in. And now you've got hundreds of people protesting at the border because of this. And you have the administration trying to figure out what they're going to say about this. And the confrontations, I think, are going to get a lot uglier. There was a group of protesters that interrupted Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen's dinner at a Mexican restaurant in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday night. This is part of that backlash against the zero tolerance thing. And a few of you noticed that, too. This one from Annie says that, boy, the videos are just killers, Kate. The videos of the kids, and they're so young, it makes you feel really uncomfortable when you have all these kids without their families, and you've got kids that are confused. It's just not right to see these small toddlers roaming around in shock, and who knows how long it takes for them to be united, separated from parents for months at a time is just not correct. Well, will they correct that is, you know, ultimately, I think, what is what we're talking about. The separation of children from the parents entering the United States illegally. Is it cruel? Is it immoral? And that's certainly what the former First Lady said, and we talked about that last night. And there is a need to enforce and protect the boundaries, and that's been the problem that hasn't been done. So this was something that was maybe over the top for sure. It was over the top. But will they reel that back in, and does it end up instead being the family staying together? And what do you do with the kids then? You put them in the – would you put them in the detention centers, and they're – in lies one of the problems, right? That's a big problem. Hard to get off anything else because so many of your emails concerned what was going on there. It seems almost ridiculous to bounce to anything else, but I will bounce to one thing. I got this one from Judah, who says, wow, the market's down, down, down. Do you think this is because of what's going on at the border? Is this because of the tariffs? Why are the markets down, Kate? What is it? Well, I think some of it is the tariff thing. And, you know, of course, earnings. And that's part of the market shakes. The market shakes when the news is negative. So trade wars are really what wiped out a lot of the stock gains on Tuesday, and the Dow erased a bunch of it. It finished at 287 points lower and extended that sell-off that was triggered by the threats for levying billions of dollars more in tariffs on Chinese goods, and that specifically was it. So the Dow Jones, after falling 420 points at its low, closed at 287.26 points, or 1.2%. Yikes. And that's because of that. And we've said this a million times. In the event of negative news, please keep your arms and your legs inside the tram car as it careens out of control on its way to the market. That's what happens, the uncertainty. And how severe is the dispute with the U.S. and China? And that's pushing investors to trim the risks. That's what they do. They do the sell-off thing. Stay with us. Invade the Man Cave next on America Tonight.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning blue ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize.
All right, tail end of the show, and we are going inside the man cave. So what does that mean? That means we're talking sports here on America Tonight. For those of you who don't know, I do a weekend show on the NBC Sports Radio Network. It's on Sirius XM 205, and it's also heard around the country. So, you know, politics, sports, business, that is my bread and butter. I like to say I am a content curator, you know, just I am a content junkie for sure. And I think I grew up that way, which who cares? That's just giving you a little bit of my background. Let's jump into the sports of the moment. The big question in the NBA is about what's going to happen with the question over LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard. And then, of course, we've got the NBA draft coming up, and there's some top players in the draft. DeAndre Ayton is my favorite out of Arizona, who looks to be really good. He's probably number one in the draft. He probably is the best player. In fact, I'm going to say he is the best player. How's that? And I had a conversation today with Carlos Boozer. If you remember him, he played for Duke. He played for the Cavaliers. He played for a bunch of different teams in the NBA, and he's part of this three basketball ice cube league that's starting up. And it was interesting what he said about the NBA and some of the crazy mad skills of these youngsters in the draft, and then what he thought would happen with LeBron James, because he said don't rule out the Rockets or the Lakers or who knows. It's not about money. Is it about rings? Is it about staying? Ah, boy. I think it's about a whole bunch of different things, honestly, and some of it concerns what I just mentioned. What do you do? Is it more about the wins? Is it more about the money? Because the money doesn't, I don't think, matters to LeBron because he's going to get it. So it's not that. I think it's the winning track. And he's already won, of course, several times. But does he stay in Cleveland? Can they rebuild that up? You know, where does that go? There's your big question marks that abound all over the place. All right, so in the meantime, let's jump to something else sports related. There's been so much conversation since the Oprah sit down about Brady and hinting on retirement, speculating about that, and he's replying to what people are saying with different kinds of emojis and, you know, all this other kind of stuff that you would do. And in his interview with Winfrey that aired on Sunday, he acknowledged there could be something else that is a significant part of his decision-making process. It's his three kids. He's a dad. He loves it, and he wants to focus, of course, on that. He turns 41 on August 3rd. He has 2 years on his contract. If he can still play, I think for sure he's going to do the 2 years if he can. As long as he's healthy, whatever, He'll do that. But will he stay longer than that? I mean, who knows? It's so in his blood. It's so what he's done. He still has a commitment to it. It just, I mean, the speculation over Tom Brady, it's crazy. And I saw the interview because I knew that people were going to be interested in talking about the interview, and he did talk a lot about his family, and that makes sense, right? I don't know. Once you lose the heart for it because of how long the season is and what it takes behind the scenes, I think then that's it. Then you're done. Because why are you pushing yourself? If you've never won a championship, I get it, but he's got a fistful of rings, so that doesn't make any sense. How's that? All right, I got to throw this out here. World Cup, how about Russia? Russia beating Egypt 3-1. So they weren't expected to do very much at the World Cup, but boy, they are coming together, and they are doing a couple things that no one expected. So Egypt on the verge of elimination, and Russia continuing to impress. I don't know, is there something about home cooking when the World Cup is in your backyard and you're playing in front of people you know, but how do you elevate yourself to a different level? Because some of these guys are certainly talented, but as talented as the powerhouse teams, I don't think so. But they are defying the odds, and that win shows that. But they weren't the only ones playing. Senegal beat Poland 2-1. And Japan knocked off Colombia 2-1. So there's your FIFA action on the day. And World Cup continues to roll. And there's some interesting matchups coming up on Wednesday, including Saudi Arabia and Uruguay, because we saw what happened with Saudi Arabia the last time around. Portugal and Morocco, Iran and Spain will play as well. You know, it's all about these groups and advancing and then the elimination. And some of the big games on Thursday, Argentina plays Croatia, France plays Peru. That's a big game. A lot of people watching Argentina to see how Argentina bounces back. And, you know, there's something about World Cup that's different than a lot of the other matches. And Lionel Messi had a penalty saved against Iceland. So there's lots of conversation about him and the matches, and, you know, it went wrong for him, and what does that mean moving forward? And then you look at where they are in the standings, and it's all about those, it's all about those points and not dropping those points, because drop too many points, of course, then you are out as it gets whittled down. We have a couple of minutes left in this segment, Invade the Man Cave. The big story, I absolutely think, from the world of hockey, and I mentioned it in a previous show, is that Barry Trotz resigned as the Capitals head coach. So here you are on top of the world in the nation's capital, but yet you resign. And why? Because you weren't treated correctly. So you resign knowing I can get picked up by somebody else, and he probably will. He was in Washington for 4 years. He did what he said he was going to do, and I think the Capitals management said they're disappointed by his decision, but they wanted to thank him for his hard work and efforts and everything else. But he resigned, and that's that. And he's openly discussed a new contract, getting a new one, since the team won the cup in Game 5 over the Vegas Golden Knights. But he will pick it up with another team, I'm sure. What team that's going to be or how fast that's going to happen, we don't know that. We don't know. And then there's this story, so sad. Australian golfing great Peter Thompson has died. And why I say it's so sad is he died after a battle with Parkinson's disease. He was a 5-time British Open champ. And he was fighting it for the past 4 years. He was based in Melbourne, and he was 88 years old. He died at home, surrounded by his family and friends. On the American senior circuit, he won 9 times in 1985. But he, behind the scenes, he helped serve as president of the Australian PGA for 32 years. He built courses in Australia and around the world. He helped establish the Asian Tour, worked behind the scenes for a drug rehab organization, rather. He was the chairman for 5 years, so he tried to give back as much as he could. And in the 70s, he gave back so much he was made a commander of the Order of the British Empire for his service to golf. And in 2001, he became an officer of the Order of Australia. That's a very, very big honor. So hats off, Peter Thompson, the Australian great golfer. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.